KFUO is a listener-supported radio ministry that needs your support to continue. When you partner with KFUO, you are proclaiming Christ worldwide. November 30th is Giving Tuesday, a day that encourages you to give back in whatever ways you can. Giving Tuesday presents a perfect time each year for you to support your favorite nonprofit organizations, including KFUO Radio. To give to KFUO, call 314-996-1518 or text KFUO to the number 41444 or give online at kfuo.org. Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Romans chapter 10, verses 8 through 18. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the Scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how are they to call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. But I ask, have they not heard? Indeed they have, for their voice has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. One might expect Advent to begin with John the Baptist, or with Elizabeth and Zechariah, or with Mary and Gabriel. But of course, it does not. It starts with Jesus Christ. Behold, your King comes to you, righteous and having salvation. It is his Advent that we celebrate. The new year, like every day, must begin with Jesus. He alone is our mediator and our Savior. He is the Alpha and the Omega. But as is always the case, someone brings us to him. And thus, today, St. Andrew's Day and our epistle. We only seek him anew and call upon him because preachers have been sent to us first, because we have heard their preaching, because we have been brought to faith in that word about Christ. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel. Their voice has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. These words underscore the importance of the preaching office in the church, the impossibility of a world knowing Christ apart from the Word, a Word that must be brought near to us, must be preached into our hearts so that then it can be on our lips also. Neither Christ nor His Word come from inside of us as if we were the beginning and the end. But the church and its year of grace isn't for foot gazing, thank goodness. The feet are beautiful, which I wouldn't say ever is the case, but they are beautiful here because they run and they bring the gospel. That's what matters. And when the gospel has come, when Christ comes, it often seems like the feet and their preachers disappear. That is how it should be. No preacher or believer, not even St. John or St. Mary, should take over Advent. Faith comes by hearing the word about Christ. Now, St. Andrew is the preacher that accompanies us each year to Jesus at the beginning. Jesus is our Alpha and our Omega. Liturgically, this first Sunday in Advent that we just had is always the Sunday that is closest to November 30th, St. Andrew's Day. In that way, we can say that we wouldn't know Christ's Advent without Andrew. But beyond that, Andrew isn't so special. He isn't a very popular or well-known saint, even though he was an apostle. His pride of place as the first saint's day of the year is quickly overshadowed and forgotten by Advent and its whole season. But isn't that perfect? Isn't that exactly what you would expect from a disciple of John the Baptist? That he must decrease so that Christ may increase? And may this be the motto of our preachers also in this coming year. That when we are finished with our preaching, all that would remain would be justifying faith and the confession of salvation on the hearts and on the lips of our hearers, on you. Whatever others may comment about the beauty of our feet, that means very little. But if all of our hearers delight in the gospel, if they call upon the name of Christ, everything is well. Andrew comes first for another reason. He's considered to be the first missionary. When John the Baptist delivered the sermon that we still sing each Sunday, by the way, with no reference to him, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world," when he said that faith came to Andrew hearing the word about Christ. But then Andrew immediately went to find his brother, Simon Peter, so that he could bring him to Jesus also. And he's doing the same thing to us again, isn't he? It was also Andrew who went with Philip to bring those Gentile Greeks to see Jesus like they wanted to. Because Andrew knew what the scriptures say. Everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew or Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call upon him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Peter preached this to the Jews on Pentecost. Paul did it here in his letter to the Romans. But Andrew, he put it into practice before either of them did. But that's about it. Beyond that, we know very little about St. Andrew, other than he's one of these apostles of which St. Paul speaks in our epistle today, quoting the psalm, that their voice has gone out to all the earth, that their words have gone out to the ends of the world. But I dare to say Franzmann has it right, that the feet we should remember in the end are the ones that have led us, wounded and all, back to the Father. And it's said that Andrew also was crucified on a cross in the shape of an X. And that memory also starts our new year off well. It reminds us vividly why we begin and we end with Jesus. We begin and we end, we live and we move, and we have our being in his cross. So as John proclaimed to Andrew, as Andrew proclaimed to Jews and to Greeks alike, to Peter and to the whole world, Christ Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the Lord who saves now, who entered into our world just as he entered into Jerusalem, so that he may die for our sake. And all that everyone who confesses with the mouth that he is Lord and believes in their heart that God has raised him from the dead would be saved. He is the Alpha and the Omega of the universe, so also the beginning and the end of our church year. Behold, the time of our King's advent begins. For what does the Scripture say? He is near you. He's on your mouth. He's in your hearts. That is, in the word of faith which we proclaim. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.